亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。当我们学习你话语的时候，求你祝福我们。在我们敬拜的时候，求你祝福我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
The next probably 3 weeks, we're going to be looking at Paul's letters.
那未来三个星期呢，我们就来看保罗的书信。
And an overview of what he teaches about what it means to live a holy life.
就是他对过圣洁生活的一个总的一个总纲的教导。
I've been moving through from the Genesis, just moving quickly through.
然后我们从创世纪开始就很快的往前走。
I want to get to Revelation by the end of this month. So,
那我希望到这个月结束的时候，我们能到。
Spend 3 weeks on Paul.
所以讲启示录，那我们要花三个星期讲保罗的书信。
And what I want to focus on in Paul is his emphasis that to be holy is to be like Christ.
保罗他的强调就是圣洁就是像基督。
His model of a holy person over and over is.This is what Jesus looked like.
然后他就是那个圣洁的榜样的典范，就是不断的说这个耶稣是像什么样的。
And we are called to be like him.
那我们被呼召要像耶稣基督。
Now the foundation for that is what we just saw in Acts.
那这个它的根基就是我们在使徒行传所看到的。
That the only way we can be like Christ is to be filled with the Spirit.
我们唯一能够像耶稣基督的方式就是要被圣灵充满。
So in Paul, I want us to see what that looks like in daily life.
那在保罗书信里，我们来看这样的圣洁生活在日常生活中看的是什么样的。
And before I move into what he says about being Christ-like,
在我们进到就是他所说的关于这个像基督之前
，I want to respond to a question that came from looking at Acts.
那我们就来。现在我先来回应一个在看《使徒行传》时候所有一个所有的一个问题。
Because it very much relates to what Paul's going to teach about being Christ-like.
因为这跟保罗讲的像基督有很大的关联。
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
What do you think Jesus's personality was like?
大家觉得耶稣基督的他的那个个性，他的性格是性情是怎么样的？个性。
Dry humor.
他有这个很有幽默感。
Interesting place to start, all right? What else?
那是一个很有意思的开始的。还有别的吗？
Meek.
Meek.
他就是温柔，温柔。他跟这个，他说那跟那个幽默感有没有关系呢？
Obedience.
顺服。
Good.
Rebellious.
Was what?
Rebellious.
Rebellious. What do you mean?
他说什么叛逆？
Not conform to the tradition.
他就是说他不符合传统。
Okay. Can I put not conforming?
就是不是符合好像跟随这个形式符合传统。
Because in scripture, rebellion is always used as a negative, sinful term.
因为当你用这个悖逆这个词的时候，这个悖逆在圣经中总是一个负面性的词，所以我们
not conforming.
但是不是符合，就是跟随这个好像传统形式，不是跟随当时的风气。
Who said meek? Can you tell me what kind of personality you think of as meek?
当他说他柔温柔的时候呢，他的温柔他怎么样？你能讲到他的个性是怎么样的呢
？Okay, all right. All right.
你可以讲一下中文吗？
对小孩子的态度
哦，就是他对小孩子的态度，他的温柔表现在他对小孩子的态度上。
All right, any other personality characteristics that you think of for Jesus?
你有没有想到就是别的，就是耶稣基督的这个他的个性，他的就他有这个同理心，对别人有这个同情心，这样的很有这个慈悲怜悯。然后谦卑。
Yeah, he's definitely humble.
理查德弟兄说他肯定是很谦卑的。
Compassionate.
Good.
How
about intentional?
特别有意思的，有意思的。然后有慈悲，有怜悯。
Okay.
Courageous.
Okay. Courageous.
就是勇敢。
Now, let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
Some of these. Have to be Christ-like.
有些这些其中有些必须是要像基督必须是有、
oh, yeah, but at least one of them could,
has to be.
Could a person who doesn't have a natural sense of humor
有没有可能一个人没有这种天生的幽默感
who every time you tell a joke you have to explain it to them
每次你给他讲的笑话你都得给他解释一下不然他就得不到
Could that person be Christ-like?
那个人能不能像基督的他说是的
Okay.
所以这个冷幽默可以。
Could a person who likes to fit in,
或者有一个人他很喜欢就是合群嘛，合到大家中间。
They are not a person who kind of goes their own way.
他不也，但是他也不是说要走自己的路的，就是要随着自己心意行的，但是就不太喜欢跟人打交道。
So they are careful to find groups that are good people going in the right direction.
所以他们就很小心的要找到就是这个人群是一个正确的方向。
But then they conform to that group. They make sure the group is going in the right direction and then they conform.
然后呢，他们就确定说，这一群人呢，他们走的是一个正确的路，所以他们这样，他们可以就是跟随，就是可以迎合，怎么说呢，就是符合他们。
Could they be Christ-like?
那他们这样的人可不可以像耶稣基督呢
？Could a person who, at least as we tend to think of the term intentional,
或者我们想到这个就是有意思的。
Someone who isn't a planner,
这个人呢，他是就是是一个喜欢计划的人。
Could they be Christ-like?
You mean isn't a planner? Is or isn't a planner?
Is not a planner.
哦，就是有一个人他不是很喜欢，就是不擅长做计划。那这样的人可不可以像耶稣基督
？I'd say qualified. Yes.
Okay.
In some
那是可以。
All right.
从某方面来讲是。
Could a person who has very little natural courage,
一个人天生的是比较怯懦
they are back away from danger,
他们一看到危险就躲开
could they be Christ-like?
那他们可不可以像耶稣基督呢 Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, some of these, if you're disobedient, you're not Christ-like.
但是如果你不顺服，那你就不是像耶稣基督。
I think a person could maybe not be very perceptive. They are just a person who lives in their world, but they could be Christ-like.
那或者有些人他对周围不太敏感，那他也可以像耶稣基督。
What are my favorite hymn writers?
我最喜欢的一个写圣诗的作者
is Charles Wesley.
是查尔斯·卫斯理。
But he once wrote a Christmas hymn.
但他有一次写了一个就是圣诞颂歌。
That is one of my least favorite Christmas songs.
是我最不喜欢。
Because it talks about Jesus being gentle, meek, and mild.
因为他最不喜欢的就我最不喜欢的一首圣诞诗歌，因为他讲的耶稣是温和、很谦卑。
And I read that hymn and I thought, Mr. Wesley.
我当时读这个诗歌，我就想说，我说卫斯理先生。
You wrote a lot of good hymns, but did you never read about Jesus walking into the temple and taking the whip and driving people out?
你读了很多赞美诗，你有没有读到圣经上说耶稣到那个圣殿里拿那个绳子做成鞭子，把那个卖兑换银钱的人都给赶出去
？I read the hymn and I imagined Jesus standing there with the whip.
我就在读那个赞美诗，我就想着耶稣手里拿着鞭子说
，I don't really want to disturb you.
我真的是不想打扰你们的。
But would it bother you terribly to quietly leave the temple area?
如果这个让你们太受冒犯的话，就请你们悄悄的、安安静静的离开这个圣殿，好不好
？He was not gentle, meek, and mild.
耶稣在那个时候不是温和、很
In that moment, he was angry.
在那个他发怒，然后他的声音应该也很大。
The reason I start here is this.
我之所以今天开始课这么讲，是因为
，When I talk about being Christ-like over these 3 weeks，
当我从今天开始讲这三课，讲到像基督的时候
，I don't want you to have a picture of a certain personality。
我不想你脑中有一个图像，就是说这样子的一个品格的人，这样一个个性的人。
And then think, okay, that is a Christ-like.Personality.
然后你就心里面说，哦，这样的才是像基督的一个个性。
And if I'm going to be like Jesus,
如果我要像耶稣基督的话
，I have to be like that personality.
我必须得有那样子的个性。
If you are, to pick a name at random, a Richard.
比如说我们随便找一个人，比如说你。
As much as all the rest of us might hope.You will never be quiet and silent.
不管他怎么样的希望，他可能不会很安静，就是不讲话，很沉默。
He
does. Pardon?
He does.
嗯 ，Yeah, but it's early.
他说
，My kids see the pressure building.
我看他这样子使劲的想要安静沉默。
It's not gonna last. Is it, Richard?
对你来讲，成为一个安静、很不讲话、沉默的人就很难的。如果你要因为这样就不来上课，我会很难过。你了解吗
？I've met people who think that to be Christ-like.
我碰到有人，他就想啊，要像耶稣基督的话。
Is to have this very smooth, suave voice.
就是有一个非常安静、柔和、慢慢的这样一个声音。
Who just always speaks with just this calm spirit.
然后就是有一个总是很安静的、很小声的这样子，从来不情绪没有波动的这样来讲话。
Or
或者是
their image is to be Christ-like.
或者他们心目中这个
humility, oh, I know.
他就他们心目中有这个像耶稣基督，就是有这样的一个谦卑，就说：“哎呀，我什么都不是。”我只是一个仆人。
After you, after you, after you.
你先，你先，你先。
I never get through the lunch line. It's okay. I'm being like Jesus.
如果我从来在那等饭都吃不到，最后等到最后没有饭吃，那没关系，因为我像耶稣基督。
Christ-likeness is not about personality.
所以像基督不是说在于你的个性。
In fact, I come to believe that every personality.Has certain dangers.
所以我就逐渐的意识到，每一种个性都有它的危险性。
So,
所以呢
，being Christ-like means allowing our personality to be kept under the Holy Spirit's control.
所以呢，像基督就是让我们的个性是在圣灵的掌控、引导之下，圣灵的管理之下。
Peter,
彼得。
Is not at least the way we tend to think of me.
起码我们想到彼得不会想到他是一个温和的人。
Perceptive, but also tends to have his own ideas that kind of trump over his perception.
他是有这个洞察力，但是常常就把就是这个就大声讲出来，就是好像都得让别人听他的似的。
Determined, stubborn.
他有决心。
Self-confident.
顽固也很，就是他有决心，也很能够坚韧，但是呢，也有时候太相信自己了。
After Pentecost,
在五旬节之后
，all of those personality qualities were still there.
他的这个个性的品质还是在那里，特质还在那里。
He is still someone who can say, "I'm sorry, God, but you're wrong this time about me."
他还是那个人，就说哦
，unclean animals.
他说神呐、啊，对不起啊。这个不太对，我不能吃这个不洁净的食物。
But now under the Spirit's control, he is much quicker to back down.
但是现在呢，在圣灵的管理之下，他就很快的就会回，就是退回去。
To say
对谁说
？I'm wrong.
说我错了。
To say to Paul
对保罗说
，I'm wrong.
我错了。
Thomas
多马
after Pentecost
在五旬节之后。
Is still cautious.
仍然是非常的小心。
He never has the kind of bold courage that says we can do this.
他从来没有说那种很好像很那样的胆量那样的勇气说哦我们可以做。
Instead, he has the quiet courage.
他有这个安静的一个勇气。
That says, "Okay, the Holy Spirit's called me to go to India."
他就说圣灵呼召我去安静的说圣灵呼召我去印度。
I'm pretty sure they'll kill me when I get there.
我就很确定我去了他们肯定会杀害我 但是我就会跟随这条道路
being Christ-like doesn't mean a personality transplant
所以呢像基督并不是认为一个个性的移植、就是、
a loud dominant personality is probably going to still be loud and dominant
就是一个声音很大的一个就是 怎么说呢，就是声音很大的，比较喜欢在首页比较显性的这样的个性呢，不会变成一个很安静的什么都不出声的人。但是
willing to allow the Holy Spirit to say,
但是他愿意就是让圣灵说，圣灵会告诉他说你走得太远了，你现在需要回来。
Part of the reason that's so important is how our personality impacts our effectiveness and ability to serve others.
因为我们的个性会影响到我们去服侍别人的这个就是效果果效。
I've sometimes used as an example of this.
我有时候有讲这样一个例子。
Two friends that I have known for 30 years now.
有两个朋友，他们彼此已经都彼此认识有30年了。
They both are involved in ministry.
他们两个都有事工，都在服侍。
Both have been in one position for 25 years.
有一个人在一个位置服侍有25年。
Both are strong leaders.
他们都是那个强有力的带领者领袖。
And 25 years ago, 30 years ago,
但是30年之前，
both of them would have been perfectly happy to come in and say, you shouldn't be wearing a yellow shirt. That's too bright and it distracts our people.
然后那30年前，这两个人可能进到里面说，哎，你不应该穿这个黄色的衬衫，这个颜色太鲜艳了，会就是你分散大家的注意力。
I'm just picking it. I didn't want to pick on you again.
我不想再用你做例子，你才。
So I decided to pick on you. Both of them are strong, dominant, loud, driving kind of personality.
他们两个都是那种就是声音比较大呀，比较有那种显性的，然后就是当推动大家去做事的人。
Both of them, I have no question, are filled with the Spirit.
我这两个人我都相信都是被圣灵充满。
But I've watched their trajectory over the last 25 years.
但是我看了过去25年他们两个人的人生轨迹。
One,
有一位呢，
I have rarely seen willing to back down.
有一位呢，我看他很就是很少看到他会后退。
He is right to a fault.
他就是错，就是他不管什么他都是对的。
And I watched people under his ministry suffer the results of that.
我就看到在他的这个施工之下的人，就是因为这样的话就有受苦，因为他的服侍。
I know him well enough to believe that his heart loves God.
我认识他，我很了解他，所以我知道他的心里是爱神的。
And he loves people.
他也爱人。
But when he walks away,
但是当他离开的时候，他走开的时候，
he thinks, well, you know, if Jace misunderstood me and was offended, that's his problem.
他走
开的时候， but my heart, I had the best of intentions.
他就会接着 Jace， 他如果他走了，他觉得被冒犯了，那是他自己的问题。那因为我的动机是好的。
I've watched my other friend as he was mature.
但是我看到我另外一个朋友在成熟。
And has realized, you know what?
他就意识到说，
the same qualities that make me an effective leader, because they both are.
因为这种就是这种特质让我成为一个有效的、有果效的这样一个带领者。
Are qualities that make me hurtful if I'm not careful.
也是。这种如果我不小心就会去伤害人的一种特质。
And so I've watched him come back to people.
所以我就看到他会重新回到人面前。
Deliberately, for instance, wearing a yellow shirt.
尤其是那一个，就是他说穿了一个黄色衬衫。
And say, you know, Jake, I realize what I did was really stupid.
就说 Jake, 对不起啊，我意识到我说的真的很。
So I went and got a yellow shirt. I like it.
所以呢，就穿这个黄色衬衫，我很喜欢。
You understand?
你了解吗？
He has learned to allow the Holy Spirit to temper his personality.
他就让圣灵来，就是来管理，来修理，节制他的个性。
So that.
以至于。
He is able to more effectively serve the body of Christ.
他就可以更有效地服侍基督的身体。
I have found God has to help me in this.
我也发现呢，神也在这方面帮助我。
My danger tends to be the opposite.
我的危险呢，其实是正好相反。
I don't like conflict.
我不喜欢有冲突。
If you want to do it wrong,
如果你这个错了，你想去做。
I'd rather just back off and stay out of your way. I'm not going to follow you, but I'll just let you go your own way.
我不会跟随你，但是我就离你，就是我就离你远一点。我也你想怎么做你就怎么做吧。
And the Holy Spirit has had to work on me to say sometimes you need to be willing to say that's wrong.
然后圣灵就得帮助我说，有的时候你得愿意去对这个人讲说，你这样做是 不太好，是错的。
Person,
你要跟一个人面对。因为你爱他们，所以你要去对他们说，你不能这样做。
So don't equate Christ-likeness with a particular personality.
所以不要把像基督等同于某种个性、某种有性格特征的人。
And whatever your personality,
所以不管你的那个个性品
的特点是什么 part of being Christ-like is allowing the Holy Spirit to shape how you respond.
就让圣灵来塑造你如何来回应来反应
Okay, so starting with what it is not, now let's move into what it means to be Christ-like.
然后我们刚才讲的是像基督不是什么，那我们现在挪到说进到像基督是怎么样。
And let me start with a scripture that I've used in sermons and used in here at times.
然后我先来讲一节经文，是我不管是在讲道还是在主日学里经常提到的。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Paul is writing from prison.
保罗，这是保罗的监狱书信。
He's writing to a church that faces persecution.
他写给一个面对逼迫的教会。
And more dangerously, they face some division from inside.
然后更危险的是，他们内部也有分裂。
It seems to be a small issue.
看起来是一个小事情，一个不是很大的问题，
小问题。But he understands that even a small issue can grow and expand.
然后，但是保罗知道，即使是一件小事，也可以长得挺大，成为一个问题。
And so he writes to them, and he says.
所以他给他们写信说。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And then he's realistic enough.
但是保罗也是很有那个现实感的。
To stop and think.
然后他就想到说
This isn't natural.
这个对你们来讲不是自然的事。
How many of you naturally tend to think of others as being more significant than yourselves?
多少人就是很自然的觉得说别人比你更重要，比你更强。
When you think of your day, do you start from the perspective of others or do you start from the perspective of yourself?
当你一天开始的，你是从自己的角度来开始的，还是从别人角度来开始的？
It's not natural.
对我们来讲，那个不是天然的，不是自然的。
To start with the mindset, others are more important than me.
不是有，我们开始不会有这样自然而然的心态，说别人比我更重要，比我更强。
It's not natural to be more concerned about what is best for someone else than what is best.
这样说，觉得在想说，怎么样对别人最好？对别人更好，而不是对我最好，这样的心态，这样的想法，对我们来讲可不是自然的。
And so Paul interrupts himself to say this.
所以保罗就停下来这样说。
Have this mind among yourselves. Learn to think this way.
他说你们当以基督，你们要有这样的心态，你们要学习有这样的思想，这样的想意念。
This mind which is yours in Christ Jesus.
这是你们在基督耶稣里的心那个心思意念。
That's the key to everything he's going to teach them.
这个就是他下面要教导的所有事情的这个关键所在。
That the way you think this way.
你之所以能够这样的思想，这样的想
is by learning to think as Jesus
就是要学习像耶稣基督那样来思想。
A mind that is his,
那是
a way of thinking that is his,
就是一种他的一种心态，他的一种思想方式、思维，他的意念。
And that then he allows us to share.
神也耶稣竟然也让我们可以分享他的这种。他的心思，他的意念。
Is this on the website?
Yes, I can
pause it for a moment.
Okay.
Paul is responding to that kind of thing.
保罗就是对这样的事情开始回应。
When he says to this church,
当他对这个教会说
Have the mind of Christ.
要以基督的心为心。
Don't let divisions grow and multiply.
不要让这种分裂呀，这种不和，就是让它成长，然后再加倍。
But,
但是
says, the only way that's going to happen,
唯一的能够让这个就是让这个正确的事情发生的事情
Christ's mind working through us.
就是让基督的心，我们以基督的心为心，让我们以基督的思想来思想。
Because it's not natural to us.
因为对我们来讲，这个不是我们天然的倾向。
We all naturally want our way.
我们天然的想法就是我们的想法是对的，要我们实行我们的想法。
We might be loud about it.
我们也可能会大声的讲出来。
Or we might be quiet about it.
或者我们就是很安静的，一点都不讲。
But we still want our way.
自己的方式，自己的
We might be the one that stands up and insists.
我们或者是个站起来坚持自己想法的人。
Or we might be the one that just sits there smiling quietly.
或者就是那个站坐在那儿很安静的对你微笑点头，但是心里边还是要自己的想法。
But inside we are saying.
但里边我们说
I am smiling.
我在对你微笑。
But I'm not going to change.
但是我才不会改变的。
Either way, we want our way.
不管是什么样的方式，我们想自己的自己的方式。
Have the mind of Christ that brings unity.
所以保罗说要有基督的心为心，带来合一的这样一个心。
This is what it means to be a holy person.
这就是意味着成为圣洁的人是什么意思。
To live by Christ.
就是像基督那样生活，像基督那样来。
To have His way of thinking.
有他的那种思想方式，思维方式。
And the reason that Paul, I think, starts with the mind, and the reason I'm starting with the mind.
保罗之所以说先以耶稣基督的意念，耶稣基督的心来开始。
A holy life starts in our hearts and minds.
一个圣洁的生命开始于这样的一个心，这样的一个心态。
Paul does not say you should act like Jesus.
保罗不是说你们做事要像耶稣基督。
He says you should be like Jesus.
保罗说你们要就是品，你们那个人要像耶稣基督。
Who we are is the foundation of what we do.
那个所是，那个像耶稣基督这样的里边是我们做一切事情的根基。
In Paul,
在保罗
，being always comes before doing.
就是在对保罗来讲，所是总是先于所做。
You read through his epistles.
你去读保罗的书信。
And he almost always writes differently than we preach.
他写的跟我们所常常讲到讲的常常是不同的。
Our sermons.Over and over and over, do this.
我们的讲道常常这样的做。
Do this.
做这个。
Don't do this.
别做那个。
And then finally, at the end.
最后的结尾的时候就说。
God can change you.
然后最后就是那个福音说，神可以改变你。
Every letter.
然后。
One exception.
保罗几乎除了一封书信，所有的书信都写到。
The one exception is Corinthians.
唯一的这个书信就是哥林多书。
And it's an exception because Paul's already been there for 3 years and he's told them who they should be.
因为保罗已经在哥林多那个城市待了3年，告诉他们你们应该是怎么样的。
And so he's writing Corinthians.
所以当他给哥林多教会写书信写信的时候
，A bunch of dunderheads.
说你们这些。笨人呐、啊、
Since God has done this to you, in you already, this is what you ought to be doing.
神已经在你里面做了这样的工作，所以这就是你们应该行的。
But all the other letters, every one of them,
所有别的书信，每一封
starts with,
都是说开始。
This is who we are. This is what God has done in us.
这是我们是谁？这是神在我们身上所行的奇妙所行的。
Be, this is who you are.
所以呢，首先你是所是
，therefore，
所因此，所以
，this is what you must do。
你这就是你们要做的。
It's always that order.
所以对保罗来讲，他总是先从琐事开始。
All of this follows who we are.
然后就是琐事，然后之后才有跟随的说你该做什么。所以保罗的书信他的顺序是这样的。
If you miss that,
如果你这点没有理解的话，
you are going to be a very frustrated Christian.
你就会成为一个非常垂头丧气、非常苦恼的基督徒。
Because you're always trying to do something that you're not.
因为你总是要去做一些你不是的事情，你本身你没有那个事在里边。
If I decide I want to do what some great basketball player does,
如果我总想去决定我要去做一些伟大的篮球运动员所做的。
I am going to be frustrated.
我会很难受，很那个，会垂头丧气的。
Because that's not me.
因为那不是我。
I don't have any of the attributes.
因为我没有任何的那个，因为我没有任何这个篮球运动员的这个特质，没有他们的这种能力。
So I don't have the being part figured out.
所以首先我没有那个琐事那个部分的话。
The doing isn't going to work.
所以那个要去做什么就根本行不通的。
Paul over and over and over says, "Who are you?"
所以保罗就不断的就说你们是谁。
In Philippians,
在腓立比书
have this mind.
所以你们要
let this mind fill you, change who you are, how you think.
所以你们要有这样的心，有这样的意念，让这种心来改变你，成为你的琐事。
And then,
然后
you'll be able to do.
你才可以去做。你才有能力去做你要去做的。
Then you'll be able to find unity.
然后这样的你才可以有这种合一。
Then you'll be able to treat each other with humility.
这样你才可以彼此以谦卑相待。
Because of who you are.
因为你是谁。
Now we're not going to take time for testimonies about this morning.
然后今天早上我们不会因为这个来问大家的见证。
But think back in your life, and if this offends you, just leave. It's okay.
如果这个让你冒犯你，你就可以离开，没有关系。
那
个大不像。
Think back in your life.
想想回顾一下你的生活。
Since you've been a believer.
自从你信主之后。
At some point.
在某一个点上。
In which you were trying to live as you knew you should.
你就是不是在努力去过一个你知道应该过的生活？
And you failed miserably.
但是你感觉特别难受，你也失败了。
You treated a person in a way that you knew was not Christ-like.
你对一个人呢，你知道你的这个态度方式不像耶稣基督。
And you really wanted to do better.
你想要更好。
But you blew it.
但是你却弄糟了。
In every one of those cases,
在每一种这样的故事、这样的情节当中，
back,
如果你回溯原因的话，
at that moment, you were not living out this gospel that Christ had changed you to be.
你在那刻其实你没有活出来耶，就是那个福音，耶稣把你改变成的那种琐事。
Paul says, always start with this. Who am I? What has God done in me?
所以总是始于说我是谁。耶稣在我里边做了什么？神在我里边做了什么？从这个琐事开始。
And then,
然后
I can live out
我可以活出来，我应该活出来的样子。
A couple of examples of how he shows this.
然后还有几个保罗来显示的这个例子。
Back to Corinthians.
我们再回到哥林多教会。
This is a church full of trouble.
这个教会充满了各种问题，各种麻烦。
I used to say to the guys at the Bible college,
我通常对那个圣经学院的学生说，哎，你们要是去做牧师啊，
Please pray that God never sends you to a church like Corinth.
你就祷告说，神不要让你去像哥林多那样的教会去做牧师。
But at the very start of that letter,
但是在哥林多前书的刚开始，
Paul calls them,
保罗称他们什么呢？
Saints.
保罗说他们是圣徒。
What is a saint?
那圣徒是什么呢？
A godly person.
是一个敬虔的人，像神的人。
A person who is like Christ.
是圣徒，就是像耶稣基督的人，像基督的人。
And you read this letter and you think, wait a minute.
但你读这个书信，你就说等一下。
My dad once told me, he said, I think that Paul was just thinking about one old person over in the corner when he wrote that letter.
我的爸爸就说，保罗写这个书信的时候，可能是想着哥林多教会里边一个老人家总是坐在角落里。
But he wasn't.
但是不是的。
He's talking about the whole church.
保罗是在给整个教会写信。
In fact, I'm kind of wrong because he is starting with the gospel. He's saying, this is who you are.
他说
You're saints.
保罗就是先从这个他们所赐，他说你们是圣徒。
But you're not acting like it.
但是你们活得一点不像圣徒。
Act like, do what God has made you.
然后你们要活出来像神让你们成为的样子。
And so he writes to them.
所以保罗对他们写信说。
Second Corinthians 5:21.
所以他哥林多后书5:21说。
God made him, Jesus, who had no sin.
神使那无罪的、不知罪的。
To be sin for us.
替我们成为罪。
So that in him.
好叫我们在他里边。
We might become the righteousness.
成为神的义，好叫我们在他里边成为神的义。
He says, here's what God has done for you.
这他说，这是神为你们所做的。
He has made you righteous.
神让你们在基督里成义。
And so because of that.
因为如此
Because he has changed who you are.
因为他神已经改变你们是谁，你们。
You now can live differently.
所以你神已经改变你们的所事，所以你们现在可以活得不同。
But again, the order is crucial.
这个顺序啊，这个次序是至关重要的。
Many of us, when there are areas in our life that we need to change.
我们很多人到了我们生活中我们需要改变的方面。
We focus entirely on, I need to do this different, I need to do this different.
我们的
But I can't, but I can't, but I can't.
我们所有的注意力都是说，哎呀，我这方面应该做的不一样，那方面做的不一样，但是我做不到，我做不到。
Paul says,
保罗说
Turn that around.
保罗把那个换一下，转过来。
This is who I am.
我是谁？
I'm a new person.
我是一个新造的人。
And out of that now, here's what I will do.
然后，因为我是新造的人，所以这个是我要做的。
An example not from scripture.
另外一个例子不是从圣经里来的。
A man by the name of Jeff Goins.
有一个人叫 Jeff Goins.
Said he wanted to become a writer.
他说他想成为一个作家。
He kept trying to write.
然后他就在那儿努力的写。
He couldn't do it.
但是就写不出来，写的不好。
So but he was determined. This was, he had a message that he wanted to give.
但是他有一个信息他想要给予这个世界，所以他决心要去成为一个作家。
He ordered a set of business cards.
所以呢，他就就是买了一套这个名片。
Jeff Goins.
他就写了自己说 Jeff Goins.
Author.
然后是作家。
And he would give them out to all his friends.
所以他就把他的那个就是那个名片呢、啊，就给他的朋友们。
No.
他什么都没写，他就没写。
He would meet someone and they would say, "What do you do?"
然后他就碰到人家，别人就说你做什么的。
Oh, I'm a writer.
他说我是一个作家，就给别人他的名片。
What have you written?
然后别人就说那你写了什么作品呢
？I am writing.
那我正在写。
And.
然后。
He became a writer.
然后呢
？What point was this?
他的那个观点是。
As long as I was someone who really wanted to write, I couldn't do it.
只要我就是想要成为一个真正想要去写的人，我正在写的一个人，但是做不到。
But when I was a writer's right.
他说如果我只是一个想要写什么东西的人呢
？I read that and I thought that's what Paul was saying.
但是只要我是一个作家，我就可以写。
He's writing to people who live in Corinth, a wicked, wicked city.
他就写信给这些哥林多教会的人，就是说，一个那个哥林多城市是一个很邪恶的城市。
When I first started teaching Bible, I would say that Corinth was the Los Angeles, the Hollywood, the San Francisco of the ancient world.
说我就说哥林多那个城市呢，就是。古代的就是现在的这个洛杉矶、旧金山跟好莱坞。
Now I just say it's the Washington D.C.
现在我就说哥林多，就是说现在的华盛顿城。
It was a wicked, wicked place.
是一个非常邪恶的地方。
And these people have grown up surrounded by this.
这些在那里城市长大的人，他周围都是这样的一个很邪恶的氛围。
Immoral behavior
就是一个不道德的行为。
Common.
就是很普遍。
Drunkenness is common.
醉酒也是到处都是。
And so Paul says to them.
所以保罗对他们说。
You are saints.
你们是圣徒。
This is what God has already done for you.
神是神已经在你里面所做的。
Now live like.
所以你们现在活出来这个，像你是像圣徒那样生活。
I read a while back.
我以前读过一本书。
About trying to defeat his cigarette habit, nicotine addiction.
有的人呢就想要克服他那个烟瘾。
And he said, I kept saying to people, I'm trying to quit smoking.
我就不断对人说我想要停止吸烟。
And he said, I could never do it.
但是我却做不到那个放弃吸烟。
And one day,
有一天他就说
someone offered me a cigarette when at a meeting.
他有一次在开会的时候，有人就给我一根烟。
And I said, "Oh no, I don't smoke."
然后我就说，哦，我不吸烟。
And he said, "That did what I had never been able to do."
那个就帮助我做到了我以前一直做不到的。
Because until then, he says, I was a smoker who was trying to quit smoking.
因为在那之前，我是一个吸烟者，想要停止吸烟。
Now I was a former smoker.
现在我是一个
smoke.
现在我是一个以前吸烟的人，现在就不再吸烟了。
And again, I read that and said that's what Paul figured out 2,000 years ago.
那就是保罗在2000年之前所说的。
He doesn't say to them.
保罗没有对他们说。
You are an adulterer who is trying to quit committing adultery.
你原来是个犯奸淫的人，你现在哦，你是一个正在犯奸淫的人，你想要停止奸淫。
You are an idol worshipper who is trying to quit worshiping idols.
你是一个拜偶像的人，想要停止拜偶像。
In fact, he says,
保罗就说
，and he says, and this is who you are.
保罗就说这原来你是这样的
But it's past it,
但是这个是过去时
you were,
这是你过去是这样的
But now,
但是现在
you're washed, you're cleansed, you're purified,
你被洗你被洁净
and you no longer live this way.
你不再这样的生活
Now, Paul's principle there is crucial for us today.
保罗那个时候的原则对我们今天的人是很至关重要的。
If you are an adulterer who's trying to quit committing adultery, you're going to fail.
如果你说你是一个犯奸淫的人，你想要停止这个淫乱，那你会失败。
But if you used to,
但是如果你是过去是一个淫乱的人，但是现在。现在呢，你是一个圣徒，你要活出来像人。
If you are a gossiper who is trying to gossip less,
如果你是一个喜欢讲闲话的人，现在只是想少讲点闲话。
It's not gonna work.
那不会说不会行不通的。
But
但是
if you were a gossiper,
但是如果你过去是一个讲闲话的人
who has been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ,
现在是被耶稣基督的大能所更新改变。
Into a person who controls your tongue.
然后他是那掌管你舌头的人
Now you can live the way you're supposed to.
你就可以过一个应该的生活
If you are a prisoner to your negative, fearful thoughts,
如果你过去是一个就是被你的这个负面的这种常常恐惧的想法所捆绑
It's really hard to be more positive and think thoughts of faith and trust.
很努力的想要说有更积极正面的想法，想要想这种正面光明的想法，那个也行不通的。
You can read all the way through the Winnie the Pooh stuff, and Eeyore never changes.
你可以读出来所有的这个帮助你改变的书也没办法。
But if you were,
但是如果你过去是
negative,
如果你过去是那个。负面想法的一个所困的囚犯，但是借着耶稣，你借着耶稣成为一个新造的人，有新的思想、新的心思意念。现在，现在你就有这个可以用一个新的一套新的思维习惯来思
想。
当你再有那种负面恐惧的想法的时候
you are able to say, yeah, that's who I was.
你就可以说那是我过去是那样
But that's not who I am.
但是我现在不是这样
And it gives you the foundation for forming a new way of thinking.
给你一个可以形成一个新的思维新的意念 心思的这样的一个根基。
Paul always starts with that.
保罗总是这样来开始。
This is who we are.
是我们过去是怎么样的。
This is what Christ.
哦，就是我们现在是怎么样的。
This is what Christ has done in us.
这是耶稣基督在我们里边所行的。
And because he has done that.
因为他做了这样的。
Now we live a new way.
现在我们过一个新的生活方式。
So he starts with the heart, with the mind.
所以保罗是从我们的心，从我们的思想开始。
And he moves on.
然后他就继续。
He says that because my heart is different, because my way of thinking is different.
因为我的心不同，因为我的意念不同。
My actions will be different.
我的行为也不同。
And so he says to Corinth.
所以他就对哥林多教会的
人说 Don't live that way anymore.
不要再那样的生活
Because that's not who you are.
因为你现在不是这样的人了
He says in Ephesians
他在以弗所
Christ gave himself for the church that he might sanctify her, that he might make her pure.
耶稣基督为教会舍己是要让教会成为洁净
And he puts this in a section on marriage.
他把这一句呢放在这个夫妻关系就是婚姻中间来填。你可以想象一个可以这样说把门锁。
Now in my heart I'm going to be pure and faithful to you.
你可以想象一个太太对先生这样说说我在我心里是对你忠心的。
But with my body I won't be.
但是我的身体却对你不忠
It'd be absurd.
那是很荒唐的对不对
And Paul uses that imagery.
保罗用这样子的一个形象
And I think very deliberately he chooses such a graphic image to say to them
所以保罗就是我觉得他是有意的用这样一个粉充满画面的
Given yourself to Christ
他就是来描述说如果你把你自己给了耶稣基督
You belong to him.
你就属于耶稣基督。
And so how you live, how you behave, all of your actions are going to be different.
所以你如何来生活，你如何来思想，你如何来行动，这些都会不同。
Because of who you are.
因为你现在是不同的人了，因为你现在是谁。
Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦书信里边。
A church that came out of two different groups.
这帖撒罗尼迦教会里有两群人。
There were a group of Jews who had been converted.
有一群人呢是原来的背景就是犹太人。
They are used to living pure lives.
他们已经习惯。
Old Testament law.
他们是跟随旧约的律法，所以他们过的是一个就是一个洁净的生活。
But there's a group of pagan converts.
但是也有一群外邦人的信徒。
That are used to immorality being a part of the normal life. It was part of the temple, the pagan temples.
他们的过去的生活环境就是一个不道德淫乱的环境，他们已经习惯那样的氛围。
And so Paul writes to them.
所以保罗就对他们说。
He says.
他说。
I am praying that God will establish your hearts, starts with the heart, blameless in holiness.
Which verse?
Chapter 3, verse 13.
1
Thessalonians 3,
okay,
13.
Okay, 他说 13.
13, I think.
他说我愿好似你们在我们主耶稣我在我们父面前 心里坚固成为圣洁。
So he starts with the heart.
所以保罗是从心开始的。
But then in the next chapter,
站在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
6, this is who they are.
因为你们是这样的，从心里坚固成为圣洁。
He says, you will abstain from sexual immorality.
所以你们就是远避淫行。
You will not be controlled by your passions like those Gentiles who don't know God.
不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
You won't wrong your brothers.
不要在一个人在这世上怨愤欺负
他的弟兄。
你知道保罗现在所做的？
Your heart has been changed.
因为你的心已经被改变。
And so now your behavior.
现在这是你的行为。
Two things I want to wrap up.
所以最后的时候，我想讲两件事。
Because there are two.Misunderstandings we can have.
因为我们可能有两个误解。
The first one is.
第一个就是。
That to be Christ-like, to be holy.
要像基督，要圣洁。
Is all about what I do.
完全就在于我做什么。
I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better.
我要做得更好。
And that leads us to frustration.
那个会导致我们就很垂头丧气。
Paul says we have to start with who am I?
保罗说我们必须要始于说我是谁，神把我造成了什么样的。
That's the heart. That's the mind.
那是我们的心，那是我们的头，那是我们的心思，那是我们的意念。
But then the second mistake.
但是另外一个常犯的错误就是。
My heart is pure and loves God, and it doesn't really matter what I do. I'm still a prisoner to my ongoing sin, but it's okay because my heart is pure.
我的心是爱主的，我的心是纯洁的，所以我做什么都无所谓，不管我外边怎么样做的不好。哎呦，我虽然还是我的这个邪情私欲的奴，这个囚犯，但是我的心是好的，所以怎么做没关系。
Paul says.
保罗说。
It has to start with a heart that is changed.
首先是始于一个被改变的心。
But then that heart that is changed is going to be seen in actions that are new.
那个一个被改变的心会在他的一个行为上彰显出来，会显出
来。Everything is going to be different.
每一件事情都会不同。
I've got to stop here.
我现在得先停
下来。The third thing he says about this is it will change our loves.
然后第三点他讲呢，就会改变我们的爱。
We will now love as Christ loved.
我们现在就可以像耶稣基督那样的去爱。
We will love God.
我们会爱神。
We will love other people.
我们也会爱其他的人。
It starts with the heart.
这一切都始于这个心。
Because if my heart hasn't been changed,
如果我的心没有被改变，
who do I love above everyone else?
那我会最爱谁呢？ Myself.就是我自己，我最爱的还是自己，
right?
对不对？如果我的心没有
改变， And I can't fix that.
我也没法改变我自己，我也没法解决这个问题。
I can try.
我没法把自己给弄好，我可以努力。
I can put on the right action.
我可以外边做一个正确的行为。
But I can't change it.
但是我却没有办法改变。
Because I really, really like me.
因为我真的很喜欢自己。
Okay. So Paul says, though, you have to start with the heart.
所以保罗说你要由心开始。
But if that is changed.
但是如果你的心被改变了，我就会爱我的弟兄。
And if I don't love my brother,
如果我不爱我的弟兄，
then it means my heart wasn't changed.
那就意味着我的心其实没有真正被改变。
Reading this morning in 1 John,
今天早晨我在读比约翰一书。
Paul John says,
约翰说，
if I don't love my brother,
如果我不爱我的弟兄，
I don't know God.
我就是不认识神。
Okay. That makes sense.
换句话说
I can't say, yes, I've been changed. I know God.
你不能说，不能说哦，神改变了我的心，我被改变了，但是我却不爱我的弟兄。保罗说
yes, your heart has been changed.
约翰说，如果你的心被改变了
your loves are going to be changed.
你的爱也会被改变
your actions are going to be changed. Your attitudes are going to be changed.
你的行为，你的态度都会被改变。
But it all starts with the heart.
但一切都是由心开始。
Here's the practical application.
这是一个实际的应用。
Some of us try very, very hard to fix some areas in our life.
我们有些人就是很努力的想要，改变或者来解决我们生命中一些问题，一些方面。我们知道这个神不要我这样。
And we really, really make a determination to change.
我们真的就下定决心说我要改变。
And it works.
然后好像行得通。
Sometimes for a whole day.
有的时候行得通，一天行得通。
Get frustrated.
然后呢？
Because it just feels like we're doing this.
然后呢？但是后来又跌倒了，所以好像我们就在那儿转圈似的，在一个。
This week.
这个星期。
Read Ephesians.
去读这个以弗所书。
Read Philippians either of us.
不管是以弗所还是腓立比书。
And don't start with.
不要死于。
This is what I'm going to change.
这是我想改变的地方。
Start with.
你开始于。
This is what God has already done in me.
这是神已经在我里边所做的。
And so now.
所以现在。
This is how I'm going to let that live out.
我可以让这个能够活出来。
It takes discipline.
这个需要有操练。
We have to learn a new way to behave.
因为你要
学习。Because we are so used to the old way of behaving.
我们已经很习惯于过去的这种行为方式，那我们要学习一个新的行为方式，需要操练。
But now we have a foundation for making that new behavior.
但是我们现在是已经有一个新，要有一个更新的行为的一个根基，一个基础了。
Because the new behavior is coming out of who we are.
因为这个新的行为来自于我们的所是。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the change you have made in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命中所做的更新和改变。
You have made us new creatures.
你让我们成为新造的人。
Help us to live that out.
帮助我们能把那个活出来。
Show us those areas where you want to transform our behavior to reflect who you have made us to be.
向我们展示你想要在我们生命中的那些要改变的行为的方面，以至于我们可以彰显你是谁。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.